This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier, afternoons 2 to 6. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show, brought to you by Feldman Surveyors. At Feldman, they get it right from the ground up.
Mr. Crowley.
Vaccinated Ozzy Osbourne, Ken Laird.
Yeah.
How do you think Ozzy feels now that Sharon got fired from The View and she's at home every day? Probably wishes she was back at work. Although, were they working from a studio on The View? Forgive my ignorance. Or were they Zooming it in every day?
I believe it was The Talk.
Yeah, and, The Talk. Sorry.
I do not know. I did not see one episode of that show.
And I still kind of am not really sure why she got canceled. I know her biggest thing was she sided with the dude, Piers Morgan.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, but I don't remember exactly what she said, but I feel like at the time I'm like, they're really canceling her because she's siding with this guy who believes that Meghan Markle is, you know, in it for a rift or for money or whatever it was.
No, so. I think there was some deep sea woke fishing going on.
Oh, yeah.
She was the victim.
You get caught in the out of deep sea like that, and you get caught in the waters, well, you in trouble.
But it's a good point by you, Greg. Maybe this will drive Ozzy back on tour.
I hope it will.
Which would be great. Because that's got to be the last
tour,
one.
Though?
He hasn't toured in quite some time. But maybe he'd be a good guy to do a residency in Vegas.
There's a lot of those going on now.
Like Celine Dion.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas is wide open.
It is nice. There's some pretty good acts coming there this summer.
Yeah, they're wide open in Vegas.
What year did he do the intro to the Patriots banner raising at Gillette?
He did it. He was there. Was that 6 or 7 years ago, or was it longer?
Longer. I think that might have been 2004 or something. But, yeah, he was in a helmet that opened up.
That's correct, yes. This is Joe. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, fellas.
What's up, Joe?
Greggy, I love you, buddy. You're the best on the radio. You're the best.
Oh, all right. Go ahead. Say something. I feel like when you say that, something else is coming. Go ahead. Get to it.
No. I love you. Honestly, I love you that you came to the show. I can't believe I never heard of you before until you came on WEI. But I love the show. I love Wiggy, even though I call him the flip-flopper.
Yeah, he is a flip-flopper. Yep.
But my question is to Ken. Hey, Ken.
Yo.
The guy who got the vaccine before he should have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm gonna call you George Costanza. Hey, here, man. Do you ever see the episode about the birthday party? George Costanza was under the fire, he pushes the kids out of the way to get out. That's Ken right there.
Yeah, that was Ken. Yeah.
So, hey, Ken, did you see the Red Sox and the Rangers this past weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see the amount of people that was in the stands?
Saturday, but yesterday wasn't so bad.
Did you see all of them, not wearing a mask?
Well, most have been vaccinated, I hope. They all had their vax cards.
Do you know that for sure, or you're just guessing? Because from what I saw, those guys had a great time. People had a great time in the stand. No mask. Did you see the Kentucky Derby over the weekend?
I loved it. Great.
Did you see all those people without masks?
I am not a mask hardo. You're taking it out on me. I went to Brookline.
Well, you're the guy. You're the guy since day one that wanted everything shut down.
Well, that I was right about that.
How? Yeah,
but from masks, I have not been that hardline on.
No, it was great to see whether it was the Red Sox or whether it was the Derby. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were 53,000 people at the Derby on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Well, it was not like the Rangers game. I didn't watch the Derby. I didn't see any of it. So, but the vision, did the Derby have like the stands and everything around it?
Yeah.
But the vision of Texas Stadium with all those fans in there, and I think it was the Saturday night game, it was back to normal. And it was packed.
And not even to mention the Draft Wigs. I mean, to see the amount of people in Cleveland. I mean, why the hell there's that many people in Cleveland to begin with?
Right.
And there was like 100,000 people. Yeah. They were just on top of each other.
But even with the Rangers game and the caller brings up a good point, there was nobody sitting with like mask on.
No.
You know, you saw like you saw people behind the home plate and those little dugout seating, and they didn't have mask on. And then they just kind of showed this aerial view from up top, and people were just in there, and it's like, man, these are real people. These are not cardboard cutouts.
Well, you just have to understand where you live. I mean, we talked about it a lot this morning during the earlier part of the show. Brookline has determined that they're going to keep their mask mandate outdoors in place for the foreseeable future. So the governor says, hey, you know, virtually no cases whatsoever have been transmitted outside. 96 or 98% of the cases that have been transmitted are indoors. Brookline says, whoa, 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 stop. You know, you have to have a mask on when you're in our city limits outside.
I have a question for Ken. At the playground, do certain Brookline parents push a cardboard cutout of their child on the swings?
Oh, man, I felt like Greg Friday. For that 45 minutes I was with sans mask, I didn't know about this.
People murmuring under their breath, pointing at you. You were maskless.
I kept checking like the Brookline website. Like, is there something I'm missing
here? Just tell them to F off.
Well, you know what I want? You brought up this, Greg. You said the Celtics have 7 games left. And then Curtis brought up the point of the play-in tournament being for money. Do you think there's any chance that we see, not here, but the playoff teams in the NBA, where some of these owners go, we're going to open it up to 100% capacity in some of these arenas?
I would think they would. I mean,
for money and home court advantage.
Yeah, I would think they would want to.
And it enhances the product on TV too, Wiggs. You know, when you're watching the Garden when it's full, it adds a different layer.
I mean,
to
there's
it.
Definitely a home ice advantage. Is there a home court advantage?
Yeah, I think there is. Just the crowd and the energy, like where a team can come back from being down 10 or 15 after they make a couple buckets and the crowd gets into it.
Well, look at Friday. They get booed off the court. It inspired their comeback. A lot of players say that.
Yeah, I've been at games before, especially basketball games at the Celtics, where the crowd gets into it and it seems like the players feed off the energy. So I wonder if, you know, kind of off of Curtis's point where he said it's about the money, where some of these owners go, well, we're going to be in the playoffs. Why not take advantage of having full?
We have some owners, depending on how they lean politically, where they wouldn't do it. Like Mark Cuban or whatever, you know, depending on how they lean politically. But it's an advantage. You should not only is it a financial advantage, but it's a strategy advantage.
Right.
Game wise.
I love playoff hockey in person. It is sensational. But the 08 Celtics title run at the Garden was probably the most enjoyable experience as a fan, because you really feel like they hear you. I mean, the place was going insane from like 5 minutes before the tip.
Yeah.
It is an unbelievable experience.
I agree. I spent a fortune getting myself into every one of those games. I had to be there. All right. Curtis, you wanted to talk about something that Glenn said?
Oh, so Friday, I heard it live, and I was like, I cannot believe what I just heard. He was discussing the draft pick, Mac Jones, and what it meant for the future of the Patriots. And he said that Mac Jones would be – this for the future.
I heard this. This was the dumbest ish I ever heard.
What? What do you mean?
I know exactly where Curtis is going. When he said it, I almost drove off the road. Literally almost drove off the road.
Did a lake jump up in front of you?
You almost
drove right into a lake?
I know exactly what Curtis is talking about.
The next thing I knew, Tangeray was in my hand.
I was like, man.
All right. Can't wait to hear it.
This kid becomes what Garoppolo was going to be. He becomes your bridge 15? Until you can get to that quarterback. Now, maybe Fitzy's right. Maybe the kid's got a higher ceiling than these so-called experts. They've been wrong before, Fitzy. He might have a higher ceiling than they think. But to me, this gives you an opportunity to see somebody other than Cam Newton starting this fall in Foxborough.
Mac Jones is the bridge guy.
He's the bridge quarterback. God Lou was there.
Wait a minute. Bill wasted a first-round pick on the bridge guy?
Yes.
And then Lou says exactly what you said. So he drafted somebody who's a bridge guy. Lou's like, I did, then that's a horrible pick. That is a horrible pick. What you're telling me is he really, because Lou was like saying, if they really didn't want Mac Jones, why the hell would they waste a pick on him?
Let's go back to my lead and Ben Volen and his assessment. This is not that dumb. Maybe Robert Kraft made the pick and Mac Jones does end up being a 2-year bridge to somebody that's good. There's certainly a very good chance that Mac Jones is an average quarterback.
No, because he probably could have gotten Garoppolo if he just gave them that number one pick.
Yeah, I think he should have.
That first round pick, right?
I bet you Bill would have preferred
so
that.
So he's not.
What?
Well, Karen Gurian said as much. I agree with her. Do you think Bill would rather have Jimmy or Mac in a perfect world?
Mac.
Right.
I don't think so.
Mac is how much? He's, what, $3 million a year?
Yeah, he's cheaper.
He's way cheaper.
But Bill wants to win now.
$22 million cheaper.
He's less than what Garoppolo's going to get for 1 year.
This is not a rebuilding team.
For four or five years.
This is a go-for-it-now team.
Right.
So that's Jimmy G.
So you believe Mac Jones is a bridge?
Not intentionally, but I think it might work out that way.
What?
No, I think he might end up being a 2-year guy and done.
By the way, it's both.
Wait a second.
It's a go for it now team, and I think Bill really believes, right or wrong, that this is going to be an improved team with Cam Newton,
right?
With what he did,
right?
Free agent wise, you know what he added to the D. It's going to be a better team,
and we're going
to. That's a go for it now team,
and
it's a go for it in the future team if Mac Jones pans out.
And if Mac Jones pans out, we'll hand it off to him next year. But the fact that Ken and Glenn think this is the dumbest thing ever. So you wasted a 15th overall pick in the first round for a bridge quarterback where Ken just said in a couple years they're going to move on from him anyways.
Well, you don't think he's that good. You think Fields is better.
Right, but still, I think Fields is better. But I think they drafted Mac Jones thinking that this is going to be their franchise quarterback.
Crafted. But Bill acquiesced to Kraft and said, okay, we'll give it a shot. My heart's not in it, but we'll do it. And it might end up being a couple-year plan.
We're right back in the pool.
We might have to be back in the pool. But, I mean, to Bill's credit, he didn't trade anything up. He didn't give away assets. They didn't mortgage their future.
Oh, maybe maybe it's a 10-year bridge plan.
But this don't make sense, Greg. So to Ken's theory is, Kraft walks into the room and says, "Get Mac Jones." Bill goes, "Nah, he's probably not the guy. We probably should get another position." Kraft goes, "No, I want Mac Jones. Why? Because he's a bridge quarterback."
No, Kraft's saying he's the answer, and Bill's saying, "I don't know. I saw him. I went down to the pro day. I think he's average."
Okay, so he's out. And then after all that, Kraft, who sided with Belichick
when it came to Tom Brady and Garoppolo.
Right,
yes.
Right. The greatest quarterback of all time, he sided with him. Now all of a sudden, when that same guy tells you Mac Jones is not the guy, you're going to go, okay.
Well, that's because people want to believe that Bill is hours away from losing his job. That's what those people want to
And Kraft
believe.
Has meddled in quarterback affairs before, has he not?
Ken, why would he tolerate this?
Well, Bill has to. He's the owner. He guys signs his paycheck.
No, you think this is such an absurd thing that we have no clue if it's real or not. It's asinine to even discuss the fact that we're thinking that Bill Belichick is no longer deciding who replaces the next quarterback.
By the
idiotic.
Way, Volen had no intel or anything on it, right?
Well, that's redundant. He's never had intel
in
his life.
It's a guess on his part.
Right. But the, but Curtis makes a great point that
it's informed speculation. How?
Volin has a lot of sources.
So then why didn't he report it?
Well, he and Karen Garigian both said it on our air. That's
why
something.
Didn't he report it?
Maybe he will. Maybe he's got to get it buttoned down.
So this is madness to believe. There's no way the guy who sided with Belichick over Tom Brady is then walking into the room and going, I don't care what you think, Bill, if this kid's average or not.
Bill's suddenly going, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Did they trade Jimmy?
But I thought that was the straw that broke the camel's back to where the Jimmy trade was. Now Kraft, if he ever stepped in again, Bill was out of here.
Yeah, I thought so too. But Bill must not hate this, but I don't think he loves it. He's on board enough to pass it off.
On board enough with what?
To draft Mac Jones.
Wait, so he wanted to...
And it's brilliant, because actually now the blame goes to the owner. If he stinks...
You're the only person in the world who's saying this.
Nope,
the blame
Ben Volin and Karen Garigian.
Okay, can we hear Karen Garigian again?
Yeah.
I'd love to hear her say that Bill Belichick did not choose to draft Mac Jones.
Okay, you want to hear the cut again?
Yeah.
The guy wants to win now.
Well, he has
There's
to
no
win now.
Doubt or question about that. He doesn't want a long rebuild. And, again, I don't know about the reaction in the war room there that was just kind of, you know, it was like a wake when they picked Mac Jones. I'm guessing that was more like Bill wanted Jimmy Garoppolo,
right,
again, for the win now.
Mm-hmm.
Did that look like a wake to you?
No, and this is an opportunity to win now. Mac Jones is a better quarterback than Cam Newton, and he will show that and get on the field this year. And you're able to win now when you're paying your quarterback $3 million instead of $25 million, something that Bill loves.
So you're basing your formed opinion off of the body language that they have in the room after they draft a guy. That's what we're doing.
And Bill Belichick wanted Jimmy G. Breaking news. Right. We all knew that forever.
Do you see how Bill leaned over and crossed his legs? That usually means that somebody's frustrated. How do you know that? Well, I was reading this book, FBI's Hunt to the Most Dangerous Serial Killers, and that's what they say. Like, that's what we're basing our information off
of. Right. Well, I saw in the video that Kraft complimented him on his GPA, so he probably wanted him for his GPA.
Right. And do we have the Kraft audio when he was talking to about Mac Jones, and he was just like, so I hear you got a 4.0.
Yes, I don't know. You
he
know,
said he was... in there, all of New England is happy you're here.
We got you know.
Which indicates what's on his mind is the fan base, and he's doing this to placate the fans. He knew they're desperate for a quarterback.
I think he was being accurate. I think New England on draft night was thrilled that they took a quarterback in the first round. I mean, do you guys disagree? I think people love the pick.
Yeah,
I think people do, because they wanted him to take a quarterback.
Right,
right.
Regardless if it was the guy you wanted or not,
right.
I think at the end of the day, we could all agree and come to like this kumbaya moment where happy the Patriots took a quarterback in the first round, because we all believe that this is the future, not the bridge guy. And to think that Belichick would spend his first pick, which is in, you know, the middle of the draft, on a bridge guy?
He becomes your bridge.
What?
What did they want to see? Did they want to see Bill open up one of those snake in a can things and have it pop up?
Wouldn't put it past them. He's bringing Nike on stage now?
They wanted him to use some kind of a gender reveal cannon to celebrate the fact that he signed.
Bill didn't do a conga line.
That's how he always... That's how he always reacts.
So I'd like to ask.
Saying Bill didn't look happy basically covers his entire 22-year career here.
Right. Even when he was talking to Nike, he didn't have a smile on his face. So I would love to ask Ken and both Glenn, if this is the bridge guy, then what's the plan?
Jimmy G, probably.
Wait, but if this is the bridge guy, that means Jimmy G's not coming here for another couple of years.
Well, maybe a year, maybe two. Okay. He's got 2 years left on his deal.
All right, so how long is the bridge guy, Mac Jones, in your opinion, here for?
If he stinks, he's going to be here for like 3 years and out, like Stidham.
I mean, we agree on that. So 3 years and out. So
you
that's...
really think he's going to stink?
I don't. I think he's going to be solid. And I think, you know, but you think he's going to be Mahomes? What are the odds?
Stop it. Nobody's Mahomes. I hate that argument. We're not discussing if he's going to be the greatest quarterback of all time.
Okay, if he's Jared Goff, was Goff a bridge guy for the Rams?
No, but you guys are acting like Nick Saban sold Bill a lemon of a used car.
Well, there have been 60 quarterbacks
taken. Isn't
there
a law against that? Can't we sue Saban?
It's his best friend.
Right.
There have been 60.
Nobody put any credence into that whatsoever.
Isn't there a lemon law?
You don't think Nick Saban said, Bill, this is the guy to draft? I know you're uncomfortable with drafting a quarterback in the first round. This is a guy to draft?
Well, if he loved him that much, he would have traded up for him. He waited patiently.
He didn't have to trade up for him.
He might have been taken, though. I mean, he didn't love him that much.
That's what Ordway was saying. And Lou is out of his mind like I am right now. So the greatest coach of all time is now drafting guys in the first round just because.
Well, it was good value. And the owner wanted it, and he knew the fans wanted it, so he did it. Where is Stiz?
What is Curtis doing?
Oh, Stiz wants to get pizza.
Stiz is bringing a pizza. Curtis is on the phone.
Well, that's the place that was talked about on the air, Slice.
Oh, they do it like that in there. Yeah, it's like a pizza place.
Yeah, that's the place.
Oh, wow, they brought in a whole bunch of stuff.
All right. Real quick, can we just mention this elderly couple in Tennessee? Because I think it's the most amazing thing.
Yeah, I saw the story.
They escaped from their long-term care home because the husband served in the military.
Yeah.
And he knew
Morse code.
Morse code.
That's what I said. Not Morse?
No, you said Morse
code. I thought it was after the guy, General Morse. You sure?
Marcus Morse.
It's Morse code.
Morse, oh, okay.
He knew that, and so they had one of the keypads where you punch in the number in order to open and close the door. He was able to listen to that for months and figure out what the code was to get out of the long-term care home. Is that not the most amazing
thing? That's impressive. Wow. That is impressive. Because he was old, too, now.
Yes.
That's impressive that you can listen to it and then figure out what the code is.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Take him on a bank job.
It reminds me of that song, The Way, where those two old people run away and then they go missing. You remember that song, Ken?
No. You mean the song by Fastball?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good song.
That's what that's about, you know.
Oh, I should
make
a
movie on this guy. I bet he's probably got some serious skeletons in his closet.
Oh,
this guy's like a killer.
Probably CIA killer.
They should definitely make a movie on him.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg will star in it.
You want Idris Elba, I'm sure. All right. We got to get to Ken and what is trending this morning.
Serving New England for nearly 30 years. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
The support for me is flying in on the phones, by the way.
People are infuriated with you and your ridiculous takes.
It's not just me. It's me, Glenn, Volan, Garigian. It is a strong contingent.
Here is Steven. Hello, Steven.
How you doing?
What's up?
How's everybody today?
Great. You have something to say to Ken?
Yeah, he's out of his mind. Why should we get somebody who have to hold your breath every time he falls down? The two times he got hurt was his own fault. The first time when he got hurt against Miami, he was stretching his arm out and landed on his side. Then he's gone for six games. Then the other time he tries to deke a defensive player when he's on Frisco, and he hurts his knee. And he's out for another 10 games.
Well, do you think Belichick knows the thing about football? He seems to like him.
I don't care, Ken. He knows that this guy can't take a hit. I know that. Some of the stuff that Cam had to go through last year, even though he's a runner, he didn't get hurt.
Plus, Belichick doesn't know nothing about football. Then that we found out that it's all about Kraft anyways, picking at 15.
Well, that's sneaky genius by Bill. Because if he stinks, you blame the owner.
Do you think
he made me do it.
Outside of you, Ken, across the country, if Mac Jones stinks, that the pundits across the country are going to be saying, bad job by Kraft. No, they're going to be ripping Belichick.
Of course we will. No. People will remember this.
Who?
This is now on Kraft.
it'll be Ken, Volan, Ordway, and Garigian.
Mike Florio. Trending now, by the way, brought to you by Red River Technology. Red River Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red. Celtics have some injury issues to go on along with another loss and seeding problems. How long will Jaylen Brown be out after that ankle on shin collision?
I mean, Tatum said after the game that he's okay.
Yeah.
But I think you may have an issue with Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, he got carried off. And he got carried.
That's a disaster, by the way.
And I'd never known that gas station pizza smelled so good.
I'll hurry up and trending. But here's a Brad Stevens pick.
The initial look, just when I looked at it with my uneducated eye, would say that hopefully they certainly weren't swollen or anything like that yet, but that can happen overnight, and we'll see how that plays out.
They're off today.
Just take it easy, Brad. Don't get so worked up, please.
And COVID, just like with Cam, affecting Evan Fournier. Said he had like double vision, depth perception issues.
He looked good last night.
Yeah, tonight. Last night he played good.
What about the exhaust smell? Is he still smelling exhaust like I am months later?
I don't know. I think you're the only one with the exhaust smell.
No, there's lots of people.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, okay. People are, all right, yeah, all right. Lots of people have it. It's
you still got it?
Yeah.
Man.
So I can barely smell the pizza in the room. I guess it smells like exhaust.
Well, the Bruins may clinch a playoff berth tonight. That'll be exciting. 7 p.m. faceoff in Jersey, the home of pretty good pizza, according to that list you read earlier, Greg.
Number one pizza state in the U.S., New Jersey. Massachusetts is number 8. That's an absolute travesty.
Jersey.
Ridiculous.
Ugh. Jersey's a dump. They got good pizza out there.
6 games left in the season for the Bees, and they're 1 point back of the Islanders for the 3 seed, so they'll be jockeying for a spot. Brandon Carlo expected back tomorrow, Kevin Miller tonight. Tuukka will start. Red Sox lost 3 of 4. Any concerns there? Bottom of the order, a little shaky. Bullpen's been a little iffy.
Starting
pitching's been pretty good.
That was our biggest focus going into the season, so I think, you know, the bats are going to be up and down all year long. As long as the starting pitching stays consistent, like Lou said, you're in games.
There you go. Detroit series tomorrow at Fenway begins. And that's what's trending.
Get ready.
Ready to go.
We're back to more. The Greg Hill Show on EEI.
We made up their minds and they started packing. We left before the sun came.
Pop song about actual events. It's rare, but top 40 hit on an elderly couple who essentially left their nursing home and then they got lost. And unfortunately, I believe. What do you?
They do all that and then get lost.
Yeah, well, they got lost. Yeah, they didn't know the way. And that's what happened in Tennessee, although that couple, I believe, has been they've been captured and brought back to their long-term care home.
How do you sit there for months listening to the code of the keypad break out and then get lost?
No, that wasn't the same couple. That was a that song was written about a different couple.
Oh, my bad.
Was the same couple.
I was like, wait a second. Went through all that to get lost.
Was that the Wiggy mental workout? We already had one of those today.
Yeah. We still fit our quota.
This is Mike. I think Mike is the guy who brought the food in, which Wiggy is enjoying in the studio here this morning. Hello, Mike.
What up, party people? What it is? I try to find a quiet area in this parking lot, but you know how it is around here.
I just put a picture of you up on my story because Ken has alarmed everybody so much that if they're coming anywhere near the studio in Brighton, they feel like they have to put a gas mask on. So I share on my
that's great.
On my Instagram story, Greg Hill, WEEI, is how you can follow me on Instagram. You can see Mike, who brought in pizza and chicken parm and wings from the place that somebody brought up on the air the other day, Slice in Wakefield, which is a gas station pizza place.
I tell you what, it's pretty good, though.
It is.
I gotta give thumbs up. I had the chicken palm. I had a little piece of the chicken palm. I had a little piece of
Define little.
I'd say, I'd say.
Is it a Waken 180 size chicken palm piece?
Just a small piece of it, right? Let's say about 6 inches. Then I had I had a piece of the chicken, the other one, the chicken with the mozzarella and the prosciutto on it, which was pretty good, too.
That was pretty good, too.
And I had a slice.
Okay, good. All right. What do you give the slice?
Listen.
A to F, what do you give the slice?
A to F?
Yeah, A, B, C, D, E, F.
I would probably...
G, H, I, J, K.
I'd give the
pizza... Wiggy answers eight.
No. I'd say I'd give the pizza. I like pizza. They did the cornmeal, so I'd give it a B.
Okay, B. All right, not bad.
So, yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, it's a pizza place that happens to own a gas station. So yep. This place is legit. And my favorite one that they make is a chicken bacon ranch. It'll stop your heart after like two slices. It's the best thing in the world. It really is.
For those of us who have the long COVID, like me, who smell exhaust all the time,
right.
I'm wondering if that's what's going on, or this pizza actually smells like exhaust because it came from a gas station. Which is it?
Well, it was on the back of my motorcycle, so there's a good possibility for that, too.
All right.
Now, Greg, here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
This was all a ruse, okay? Yeah. I went to Slice, and I said, I brought you guys up on the radio the other day. They want to try your stuff. Can you get somebody in there early? They don't open till 11.
Okay.
So I said, can you get somebody in there early to make some pizza? Because I want to get down there in time to pressure Greg into letting me read the news.
Oh.
Because in order for your contest to be equal opportunity, you should have a listener like legitimately try out. And Greg, I give good phone. I mean, I give really good phone.
You are pretty good. You are pretty good.
His phone sounds good, too.
You want to give the guy a chance? I mean,
it's your show, bro.
Greg, I'll work for free until you decide to pay me.
It's like spaz, man.
All right.
Wow.
Fix is in. Look who's on the chat today. It's
what do you mean?
Mystery guest C just pops up on the Twitch chat.
Yeah, I'm on Twitch, too, now.
So what's wrong with that?
Still here.
I'm the mystery guest.
Curtis will be in touch.
Yeah.
Mike, thank you for bringing the food. Thank you.
Don't call me. I'll call you. Thank you.
We have an issue with guest host C showing up in the Twitch chat.
Well,
Kendra's in the
apparently
Twitch
she can
chat.
Go everywhere, but actually come in and do the freaking show.
Wow.
She can go with you to every event in town.
It's all over the Twitch chat. I'm trying to get in there and chat with him, but I can't chat. A lot of simps, though.
Is that the first time you've ever said that in your life? You can't chat?
Yeah, I
am. You have no problem chatting over everybody
Somebody
else.
Wants me and Ken gone. I know that. I saw that, so...
So,
I like this Twitch chat.
But what is your issue with any, Ken, what is your issue with any of the guests' hosts getting into the Twitch chat? They're allowed.
It's normally fine, but Friday night was just an abomination. And you tried to hide it, too. Like, you didn't, obviously, you're upset that she posted something and gave herself away. Because you would have posted it yourself if you wanted it out there.
I think that we live in a free society, or we used to. And if any of the guest hosts would like to attend an event that they have been invited to, they are more than welcome.
Oh, yeah.
That
change is, of tune. I gave said person tickets a couple weeks ago, and then it was
different.
Oh, you're tainting the...
That's different. You gave tickets to... Who'd you give them to? Meredith?
No, Courtney.
Courtney. You gave tickets to Courtney. You didn't give them to all the other candidates.
Well, I offered them to Mego first, obviously, and she couldn't go. Then Courtney went.
So how was the night? Who'd you see? Who'd you rub elbows with?
So it was a little thing where they did a show on Saturday where I think David Ortiz received some kind of an honor.
Thank God. About time he got an honor.
And so Ernie Bach had a little party for him the night before at his place. And I think I put on my Instagram David Ortiz's daughter singing. She's a very talented, great voice.
I saw that.
John Henry was there.
Oh, what do you have to say?
Not much.
Is he a Mego or Courtney guy?
He didn't really say much. I stopped him to try to have a brief conversation, but he didn't really say much.
He's fine.
Does he have a much better sense of humor than we would have thought, telling jokes?
Oh, yeah, he was cracking jokes left and right.
That's a joke.
Yeah, he was.
Money flying around that place, huh?
Well.
Woo, man!
This is Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are you guys?
What's going on?
I just, not much. Quick question. What does I give really good phone translate in the Urban Dictionary?
That's a great, I guess he's saying that he's a good caller.
Yeah.
I guess was what he was saying, which I'm okay with him
saying.
Nothing
wrong with giving good phone.
I'm okay with him saying that. He was good. He was a good caller. All right. Coming up at 10, Gresh and Keith. I want to get Rich's thoughts on the Celtics. Which probably echo a lot of people who their thoughts are.
Well, get used to it. It ain't changing.
It's not changing as long as Brad Stevens
Brad
is
Brad ain't going nowhere. Brad is not going nowhere. I'll tell you what. I almost feel like Tatum will go before Brad goes.
You think so?
I believe so.
There is no way that Wick, Danny, etc. will let Jason Tatum walk out.
They won't
out
have
that.
A choice. Tatum will be like, yo, I'm out of here. That's what I think is going to happen. Because he's going to look around and he's going to do what very, very talented NBA players like, you know, like himself, the smart ones, especially the smart ones do. They go, you know what? Let me go link up with, you know, Luka in Dallas. Let me go.
But I don't think his issue is more who Danny Ainge has put on that team around him, not Brad Stevens.
Yeah, but this he knows that Danny and Brad are tied together. So he's not going to move on. Danny's not moving on from Brad.
But
so
you know what Danny and Wick always say, Wiggs, is mm-hmm. they say, if we fired Brad today, there'd be 29 teams.
Right.
You cannot say that with a straight face anymore. If you have a talented roster that has eyes on winning a championship, there's no way you would bring Brad Stevens in.
Danny's going to, at some point, he's going to have to make a change. He's going to have to.
But when
unless,
is that?
Unless, I mean, do you think Wick is sitting there today and looking at this team being in the seventh spot and they're happy with that?
No, they'll make excuses for it.
I don't know what they can say publicly. I feel like the fan base, the Celtics fan base, gives you as many chances as any fan base in the country. They are incredibly loyal and they hate criticizing their team.
We've been to three conference finals in what, in 4 years?
That type of stuff irks them, and it should. And there is a disconnect between how the fans perceive this team and its problem with the head coach and how Danny and Wick do, and that needs to be changed.
And, right. And doesn't Tatum have in his contract, like, he can opt out after 3 years?
Well, did they redo that deal?
Mm-hmm.
Was that last year or is that the year before? It was last year, right?
Last year.
Yeah, they gave him the 5-year, the max contract. But right. I think there's an, he has.
I don't think he has an out.
I'm going to double check, but I believe okay. he does.
All right, we got to take a break. We will get to the crossover, and we got to get to what happened at Kid Rock's bar over the weekend because I never got to that during the news. So all of that coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.